three matchups with Colorado. What's kind of the message going in, and what can you take from those three going into tonight?
Well, our game plan comes off our game last night, and we know when we play this team, it's been a pretty good grind. There have been stretches of some offense and some high-scoring chances and blocks, but it's just should be a bit of a dogfight for pucks tonight.
You shifted things up a bit yesterday. Will you go back to what you had Thursday?
Oh, God, no.
No.
Okay. No, didn't. We'll start where we finished.
Okay, but no lineup changes, or?
No.
Goalie tonight?
Could have one, hopefully.
Last name starts with H, I guess?
Yep. Work it out from there.
What kind of response are you looking for tonight? And would the response be the end of the game before you get satisfied with what you see from your team?
Yeah. Yep. Our last 40 minutes were at the appropriate level for a National Hockey League game.
Well, how do you find the balance between continuity and being tempted to try something different on the back end with the two guys that you have sitting on?
Well, that's a really good question. We made some changes on our back end in terms of roles, and so not necessarily personnel, but where they play. We've asked two young players to play their offsides for stretches of time, trying to find that right match. I like where we got to last night. But I think that's safe to say that with all there's a certain level of hockey that we got to get out of these defensemen. Quite frankly, we didn't see it when we put the other two guys in. So it's not rec hockey. You don't pay your $185 and everybody gets fair ice time. You get your chance to do something, you need to do something.
Anything you can do, Paul, about the start to make it?
Well, we'll find out.
But do you go in and like a different speech, or is up to players always talk that it's up to them? But.
Yeah. We've had a conversation about our start. We'll see.